This is Abbott Stringman Lynch, the Founders Pit Crew. I'm Fernando Chavez, a member of our Emerging Business Group, and I'm here with Mital Makadia and David Siegel, partners, new partners at Grella Shaw. Mital, David, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
We just heard you give a great seminar presentation on the common pitfalls or the areas of concern where when it comes to legal issues for startups. And you covered everything from, well, not everything. You covered a lot from employment law, intellectual property, and entity selection. And those are all very key concepts. And I can't tell you how many times clients have come in to us with these types of questions. And if there was, let's say, one thing from each of those topics, what is it that you want startups to know?
Well, for the first one, for entity formation, I would say, yes, you can, you know, just incorporate and do the basic Delaware C Corp 10 million share model, and that's perfectly okay. But you also want to give some thought to making sure that you preserve QSB treatment, that you consider special founder preferred, FF preferred stock. There are some decisions you can make at incorporation that could affect the value of your founder shares, the economic value of your founder shares later on. You want to think those through. That would be our number one advice with that topic.
I think with the employment and compensation topic, I really think the most key thing is with respect to co-founders. Co-founder relationship is like a marriage, and you have to be really careful who you're entering into that relationship with. And while it requires trust, you can't purely rely on trust. So make sure that you have documentation and protections in place so that if things go wrong, because divorces happen, you're protected. It's like a prenup, and you know, those are, you know, people
they have value.
They have value, unfortunately.
Yeah, we like to stress, you know, plan for the worst but hope for the best.
Exactly. On IP, I think there are two things. One, you need to understand what IP protections are out there in order to understand what IP protections you can get. And the second thing is make sure you get IP assignments from every single person who contributes something to your company. Every contractor, consultant, advisor, employee, you need IP assignment agreements. You don't want to be chasing those down when you're potential venture capitalist comes in and is doing due diligence, because not everyone is findable, not everyone will be willing to sign something, and then you're potentially in trouble. It could really, in the worst case scenario, sink your entity, if not sink your funding.
You know, I think the practice of law as it relates to startups has evolved in the last, you know, 3 or 4 decades. It's not the case that you need to spend thousands and thousands of dollars to do this. There's a wealth of information out there. Just be sure to utilize it. You know, yes, you can get away with just being in your garage and kind of doing everything on your own until you have your first revenue or your first customer, but it doesn't cost that much money or time or effort to get it right. Like I said, there is a wealth of information out there. Use your accountants, use your lawyers to get it right, because if you just spend just a little bit on making those decisions early on, it can pay great dividends later.
Well, that's excellent advice. I appreciate for your time for come joining us here. Again, congratulations on becoming partners at Grella Shaw. And this has been another Pit Stop. For your emerging business, brought to you by Abbott Stringman Lynch and the Founders Pit Crew. And if you're interested in watching the seminar that we just had, click on the link in the description below.